Blog Talk Radio.
Mind Shift Radio.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another edition of Mind Shift Talk Radio. I am your happy, peppy host. So thrilled to be here, Stacey Emery, joined by my phenomenal, lovely, amazing, and funny co-host, to say the least, Juanita's sister, Big Bones Warren. And truly, it's a pleasure to be here. Thank you to all of you that are tuning in to the live show, as well as all of you that are listening to the replay. Also, thank you to all of you that have been so diligent listening week after week. We've had some amazing guests in the past, and we've been posting some replays and some shows. We've been absent for a couple of weeks, but we've thought about you guys. Trust me when I tell you that. And so we're very excited to be here tonight. And Sister Big Bones will be joining shortly, and you'll hear how excited she is to be here as well. I'm sure she'll have some funny things to say. But for those of you that are new to the show, again, welcome to the show. Mind Shift Talk Radio is a show for you. It's for regular people just like you and I that are interested in growing in every area of our lives. So truly this show is about creating a mind shift, whether you're looking for a paradigm shift in terms of your personal relationship, your business relationship, your finances, it may be health and wellness, whatever it may be, any area of your life that you can possibly think of and where there needs to be a shift, you know, a shift needs to take place in order for you to reach new levels and new heights of success. This is the place that will help you to do that. So welcome to the show. For those of you that are not our friends yet on Facebook, we encourage you to do so. You can go to facebook.com/mindshifttalkradio. Also, if you're not tuning in via our browser, you can go to mindshifttalkradio.com. There you're able to listen to the current shows. You're able to listen to some of the replays, some of our favorite shows, learn more about the guests that we've had on the show, and also learn more about your hosts, Stacey Emery and Juanita, Sister Big Bones Warren. Also, if you want to connect with us, feel free to do so right there at Mindshift Talk Radio. You can hit the Contact Us link. Feel free to post as well on our Facebook page. Again, that's Mindshift Talk Radio, or you can send us an email at mindshifttalkradio@gmail.com. So there's tons of ways, several ways for you to get in touch with us and stay connected. Also, if you're listening via Blog Talk Radio, go ahead and hit the follow link in your browser. That way you're connected, you know about upcoming shows, you know what's going on with Mindshift. So again, thank you for tuning in. Without any further ado, I do want to go ahead and allow my partner in success and crime to go ahead and come on out. So Juanita, Sister Big Bones Warren, what's going on, Chica?
Good evening. Happy Mind Shift Monday to you.
Happy Mind Shift Monday to you, too. Look at you, sounding so reserved.
I'm taking a lot of effort.
Trying to turn a new leaf for the new year.
I am.
I tell you, I'm excited to be here.
Stacey, yes, I'm excited to be here as well.
It's great to hear your voice as well. You know, I'm here, like, pressing the mute button because I'm still kind of hacking and coughing quite a bit after having the flu last week. But I feel 1,000% better, so I'm very happy. And like I was saying before, you know, we've been missing for a couple of weeks, and you know, just like everyone else, life has been happening to us, and it's been great. Some very good things have been happening. So it took us away from the show for a few weeks, and trust me when I say this, that Mindshift has never been away from our hearts. I mean, every week it's just, this has just been a part of our lives, especially for me, for the last 2.5 years. So for me not to be here, it's just like, oh, my gosh. But, you know, again, I mean, that's just a natural part of life, right? Sometimes you have to take a step back and reflect, and there's other things. You know, sometimes there's some more pressing things that just kind of demand some time. And I think it's a good thing because it allowed us some time to restructure and refocus and look at some things from a different perspective to have our own personal mind shift.
Right.
So I think it was a good vacation. It was a good break. For me, at least, a good mental break. But I need the show. I needed to be back here. And like we say it all the time, we're so transparent, and then we have these great guests that come on, and truly it's healing and therapeutic for us. And then we get, you know, we're students as well to all of this. So we have these experts come on the show, and we're just blown away week after week. So I'm excited, sis. We have some great guests that are going to be joining us over the next couple of months. We have some good shows already lined up for the next few months. So, see, we've been gone,
woo-hoo!
But we've still been working. Yeah. So we have some exciting shows coming up. And I have to say a special shout-out and kudos to our sister, Sherry Darden, the business plan lady, business expert herself. I mean, she's been here holding it down month after month. Sherry's been doing her small business workshops, and she also sat in for me as the honorary guest co-host with you, sis, when I couldn't make it to the show. So, yeah, it was live, and I know the last show we were all on together was just amazing. Like I said, we had over 6,000 downloads of that show. So for those of you that may have missed it, you know, I definitely encourage you to go back to the website, mindshifttalkradio.com, and click on the archives, and there's a show there by Sherry Darden in the month of January that was just phenomenal. We had some callers call in, and it was an interesting conversation, but tons of great feedback that we received about that show, so definitely go back and check that out. Tonight is going to be a little informal because, as I said, we've been gone for some time, and I'm just really trying to get comfortable and back into my groove and my mind shift seat. So I really want us to just kind of catch up, and also we still have to have a mind shifting moment. It wouldn't be mind shift without a mind shifting moment. So for those of you that are looking at the show information for this week, we're talking about taking action, and this show is titled "You're Educated and Informed, So Now What?" And the reason we decided to go with this show is because, as I said, we've been doing this show for some time, and during this time of reflection and introspection, I've thought a lot about how many of us are so dedicated and committed at the beginning of the year in terms of our personal growth and development, even our relationships, and we say that we're going to do things differently. And so we just get so gung-ho, and we make these resolutions, and we make these commitments, and we totally dive into the personal development books, and we go to the seminars, and we log on to the webinars, and we listen to the conference calls, we listen to the Mindshift Talk radios, we forward the positive text messages, we do all of this stuff to get motivated, to get encouraged, to be informed, and then what? We just sit on it. So here we are listening to these experts, and we're meeting phenomenal people at networking events, and we're just getting this, we're like a big funnel for information. And so the question is, what comes out of that funnel at the bottom? You see the top of it, it's huge at the top, all this information is being poured into it, but what's coming out? What is the fruit of your labor? And that's what I want you to ask yourself. You've done all this work, you've made the commitments, but now what? What are you going to do to take action to start to manifest the things that you say that you desire, the goals and the commitments that you've made for yourself? Fortunately, it's still early in the year. It's the first quarter. It's not too late. But I do like to do this on Mindshift every quarter to have a quarterly checkup. And it's really a time for you to look at yourself and to assess your goals and to assess your progress and say, okay, maybe I need to tweak some things. Maybe the plan hasn't really worked for me thus far, or maybe there's some things that really are working. I want to go ahead and continue to improve in those areas, and I want to continue to do some things and maybe change and alter some other things. So this is a great opportunity with us being in March. It's a great time for us to reflect. It's a great time for us to have that self-analysis, and it's a great time to pretty much just be in our own spaces and hold ourselves accountable. So that's what we're going to talk about tonight. We're going to talk about how to take action, what are some things that are preventing us from taking action, and how are we going to overcome those hurdles. So for those of you that are just tuning in, thank you for joining Mindshift Talk Radio. I'm your host, Stacey Emery, joined by the phenomenal Juanita, sister Big Bones Warren, and we're talking about taking action and how to get started. So, sis, what are your thoughts about the topic?
It's probably most relevant now, as you were saying in the beginning of the show, that we get just so much from the show. And I think, I don't know, probably for the last, I don't know how long, it's been applicable to me.
And this one particularly, as we've been going through the show and what Sherry has been sharing and just kind of where I am in my life and transitioning, there are things that I need to do. I need to really stop talking about it and being about it. It's like put up or shut up right now. So I am on a contract that is scheduled to end in April, the end of April, and I need to be making some moves. I need a new gig or make some decisions and put some things in place. So, yeah, I need to stop giving it lip service. So I'm excited about tonight's show and about the action items I'll have after this.
Yeah, it's interesting that the funny thing about life, I guess you can say, is that when you make goals and you have these desires in your heart, life has this way of kind of kicking you into action when you don't do it yourself. And my thing is, I'd rather be in the driver's seat in terms of taking action instead of just being, like, kicked out the door and pushed out the door. I'd rather be proactive in it. And you're right. I mean, I'm like you. I think we're all the same way. There's certain areas in our lives where we know what needs to be done. You know, we talk about getting it done. But it's a whole other beast to conquer in terms of actually taking action and implementing the things that we've talked about for so long, you know, and putting the wheels in motion. Then you have to ask yourself, why is it so challenging? Why is there this two-headed beast that prevents me from moving forward? And so that goes back to the piece I was talking about in terms of the introspection part and about the reflection piece. And really trying to identify what it is, because, you know, both of us, we both have our goals, we both have our dreams, we both have things that need to be accomplished, but the things that are holding you back may not necessarily be the same things that are holding me back from taking action, right? There's different things to conquer, and so everyone has to ask themselves and really be honest with themselves to figure out what it is, and sometimes it's hard to notice it, you know, just on a surface level, but then you start to look at patterns in your life. And then usually it's easier to identify what it is that's holding you back. And, you know, the main reason, I would think maybe the number one reason for most people is fear. And we've talked about that so many times. And it's not a new concept, but fear truly can paralyze you, whether it's a fear of failure or it's a failure of a fear of success. There could be some fear that just kind of stops you in your track. And so, like I said, we have these goals and we have these dreams and we have these visions of all, I mean, we're supposed to conquer the world and be millionaires by the time we're 30 and do all this great stuff. But then there's this fear that creeps up, you know. And I know for me, for a very long time, it wasn't so much a fear of failure because I've always been willing to kind of just step out there and try new things. But it's usually been this fear of success. Like, okay, I'm out here and I'm doing this now. What's going to happen when I finally make it? Am I going to be able to handle the success? Am I going to manage it properly? Am I going to still be the same person? Am I still going to be humble? Am I still going to be able to relate to other people? Am I going to mismanage, you know, the opportunity that I have? There's like all these questions, like, am I truly able to be able to accomplish this and to handle the success? And then a part of that is also a lack of confidence. You know, again, questioning myself and feeling like I wasn't capable of handling certain responsibilities. And I've always considered myself to be this visionary. I've been the one that's been able to paint the picture. I can get the crowd motivated and excited. I can say, guys, we're going to conquer the world or we're going to go to the promised land. And I get everyone just fired up. But it's one thing for me to be able to have the vision, but it's another thing for me to get people activated to start moving and walking towards that promised land. And so that's why it's important to have people in your life that complement you. And even when you look at us here on the show, you know, we have a lot of similarities, but we also have some differences. And I think that's what makes the show so interesting. There's days where I'm on the show and I'm just like, oh, Jesus, you know, it's just I'm tired and I'm frustrated and there's been so many things going on. And then I'll hear you laugh or say something crazy, like within the first 30 seconds of the show, and immediately there's a shift. You know, and I'm sure that happens with you as well. And so it's a blessing for us to be able to feed off of each other. And I think it's so important to be able to have people in your life that you can consider that shoulder that you can lean on and that shield and that person that can slap you in your face. And I'll tell you guys, to be completely transparent, if you don't want to hear the truth, don't talk to Juanita. Do not talk to Sister Big Bones. There are times where I've called her just completely frustrated about things. And, you know, you kind of want someone to hear you vent and then baby you a little bit, and she's so not that person. You are so not that person to baby and to comfort, really. You're just like, get it together. I'm serious.
And pacifier.
Oh, gosh, really? Really? She's so not that person, I'm telling you guys. Like, I've called her and just going, oh, my God, this is going on. And she's, like, literally, like, get over it. Snap out of it. Get over it and keep it moving. Like, okay, man, you know. But it's a good thing. It's a good thing because, again, you need to have those people in your life. So ask yourself, what is it that you're afraid of? What is it? Let me get back on track, see, because I'm starting to laugh already. But what is it that you're afraid of? What's holding you back? Is it a fear of success? Is it a fear of failure? Is there something in your past that you need to acknowledge and then be able to move forward with the new goals and the new aspirations you have in your life? Because that can definitely happen. There can be mistakes we've made in the past or perceived mistakes. I won't necessarily say they're mistakes, because when you look back at your past, some of those not so wise decisions led to the greatest lessons and victories in your life. But at the time, it was just a huge mistake. And so I say those perceived mistakes, but look at those situations in your life and look at those times in your life and then look at your victory and look at how you came out of that situation. And I say that should be your biggest piece of encouragement, to see how you've overcome other challenges and other situations in your life, to see that you're still standing now. You can use that same resolve to move you forward in this new phase, in this new chapter in your life. Another thing that many of us suffer from is this analysis paralysis. You know what that is, right, sis?
No, what is that, Stacey?
You do know what analysis paralysis is. I sound like an operator. I feel so congested right now when I said that. But, you know, analysis paralysis is where we get to the point where we literally become paralyzed and we don't move because we're so busy analyzing every bit of information. For example, you've made the decision to start your own business. You've listened to Sherry Darden talk about, you know, month over month, she's giving you pieces on during these small business workshops about how to get started, from creating your business name to doing business cards to branding to networking, everything she's covered. And so you've gone out and you've gotten these books because you've listened to Bob Berg on Mindshift Talk Radio, and you've got encouraged, and you're like, I'm going to go be that go-giver. And so you've downloaded all this information into your brain, and then you just become paralyzed because all you're doing is analyzing all the information you learned. You go into a new career. You may not be interested in starting your own business, but you go into this new career and you're going through this training process and you're learning all about your products, you're learning about the services you offer, and that's all you're doing is analyzing, instead of picking up the phone and making your first phone call. It's so easy to do that. So you literally become paralyzed. And so we need to be very careful of that and make sure we don't become victim. We don't fall victim to analysis paralysis. Does that make sense?
It does.
Have you been a victim of that?
Hands and feet already tied.
Yeah, I think we've all been there, done that. And then when you really think about it, a lot of it, again, goes back to the underlying fear that stops us from moving forward. And so we're just like, oh, I can't get started right now. I still need to learn this. And I can't get started with this business because I still have to get an MBA. And I can't get started yet because now I have to get a PhD. And I can't get started. You know, there's always something that we have to wait for before we can get started. And that's definitely the wrong approach. So we want to make sure we don't fall victim to analysis paralysis.
I think the big thing is it's okay to be fearful. It's okay to be afraid. But do it afraid. Just do it afraid. And many times, if we sit there waiting on perfect never comes.
Mm.
we'll never get anything.
Are we talking about work, or are we talking about relationships right now?
Yep, all of the above. You pick. So we're scared to take a risk and hesitant to do something different or to do different things, and we end up doing nothing. So I'm there with you. And wanted to share a quote that I was next week for my sister Big Bone. And it's often attributed to Nelson Mandela, but that was written by Marion Williamson, that our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. We ask ourselves, who am I to be brilliant, gorgeous, talented, fabulous? Actually, who are you not to be? You are a child of God. Your playing small does not serve the world. There is nothing enlightened by shrinking so that other people won't feel insecure around you. We are all meant to shine as children do. We were born to make manifest the glory of God that is within us. It's not just in some of us, it's in everyone. And as we let our own light shine, we unconsciously give other people permission to do the same. As we are liberated from our own fear, our presence automatically liberates others. So do it afraid. just do it.
I know, I think we've been negatively programmed in the past to think that fear has to be a bad thing, that fear can't be, you know what I mean? Like, okay, if you're afraid, then you're soft or you're weak or you're not capable. And like you said, fear is a natural, a very natural emotion. But like you said, it's a matter of moving forward despite the fear, saying I'm scared, I'm gonna continue to walk anyway despite how scared I am. And you almost have to have that whole mindset, like, you know, what do I have to lose at this point? Okay, I'm scared. What's the worst thing that can happen? Even when you look at it in terms of business, you know, before I started my own business, it was just so many reasons why I should not start a business because of the perceived job security and the benefits and, you know, all the things that go into that. And so it is scary to say, okay, I'm going to really work for myself now. I'm not going to have a regular 9-to-5. I don't have a regular paycheck coming in, whether I felt like working that week or not. That can be scary for most people. But then it's something else to say, okay, but what do I have to lose? And for me, my what do I have to lose at the end of the day was there will always be a job there. You know, it may not be the job that I like, but usually there's still going to be a job somewhere. So why not take the gamble on myself and go ahead and step out on faith and do something for me? That was my thing. So, and it's pretty much been my approach with a lot of things. And I'm not saying that's always a good thing. There have been some ramifications. But again, it leads to the learning. It leads to the learning, and it leads to the test, and it leads to the testimony. And so I have several of those, and I'm sure many of you guys listening do as well, and you're raising your hand as well saying, yeah, I've been there, done that, made some mistakes, but it makes us wiser, definitely makes us stronger, and it equips us to be able to minister to other people and to be able to relate to other people, you know, by being transparent and sharing our stories and sharing our struggles with other people, right?
Right.
So it's all a necessary part of the process. But as you said, you know, first we have to identify what it is that's holding us from moving forward. And then once we've identified what it is, and these are just some of the things, you know, guys, like I said, this show is pretty informal tonight. We really just want to chat with you guys. And so I'm sure there are several other things that can be done. You know, maybe there's some things that have worked for some of you guys that are listening that helps you identify what was making you hold still and not moving forward. And we encourage you to share it with us. Like I said, you can reach us on Facebook, facebook.com/MindShiftTalkRadio. Feel free to post on the page. Feel free to drop us a line at MindShiftTalkRadio.com and tell us what works for you. But we're just kind of giving you some basics, some things that we've used, some things that work well for us. But again, there's several things out there. Definitely encourage you just to take the time just to be still, just to be still and to listen and pay attention to the emotions that you feel and start to write some things down. Journaling is another great, great tool in this process. By just being still and just writing down the things that you feel or the things that you hear, you'll learn a lot from those reflections that you write in the journal as well. So, again, those are just some things that have worked for us. But now we really want to talk about taking action. We want to talk about taking action. How do we get the wheels turning? How do we get the ball rolling? How do we get moving? So, sis, you have all the information. You've been listening to Mind Shift Talk Radio every week. You've been reading the book. You've been going to the seminar. You've been meeting phenomenal people that are giving you all this information. What do you do now with all the information you have?
Find someone to hold me accountable, first and foremost. Accountability is imperative. It's great that you want to do something, but if you're the only person that knows you want to do that, then who's holding you accountable? Who's checking in with you to see if you're getting it done or to see what challenges you're having or, you know, just keeping you on track? It's just statistically people's performance or completion of a task increased like something like 400%, like just some crazy number when they're held accountable, when they have someone that they know is going to ask them about, did you do this, did you do that? So it's important to find someone who will hold you accountable. I keep saying it over and over again so that it sinks in to be held accountable. But, Stacey, you talked about we oftentimes were programmed to think negatively. I mean, so that may mean taking yourself out of the circles where there are negative folks. So you want that person to hold you accountable to be a positive influence and really make sure you get the things done that you need to get done. Sometimes that's people that we pay for in terms of consultants and coaches. Sometimes that's our best friends or family members or folks with a vested interest in you and your success. So that would be my first somebody. And it's going to be the person that's going to say, you have to go ahead and done that versus, well, you know, life happens and it's okay. If not now, then later. It'll happen eventually, all in God's time. And faith without works is dead. So you want somebody that's going to just hold your feet to the fire and make sure you get things done.
That's true. That's like probably the number one thing on the list when you talk about taking action. I don't care what book you read and whose seminar you go to. It talks about accountability. It's huge. And think about it, accountability, that's across the board. We're talking about business relationships. We're talking about personal relationships. I mean, just in every area because it also develops that support system, you know, because accountability, your accountability partner is your support partner. That's someone, like you said, that's holding you up, and they're not telling you necessarily what you want to hear, but they're definitely telling you what you need to hear. And your accountability partner has to be someone that you trust, because when sharing your goals and sharing your vision and sharing your dream, you don't want to share that with a dream snatcher, you know, or a dream killer, or, you know, you want to share that with someone, because really when you think about your goals, they're very intimate to you. And so they may not necessarily have the same vision or have the same dream, but if it's someone you trust, they normally understand the passion behind the dream and the vision, and they're going to support you in that. And it has to be someone that you trust, because you're going to be sharing the happy things, the accomplishments, the good things that are happening, but you're going to also be sharing the not-so-good things that are taking place during this journey as well. So, you know, unfortunately, there's some quote-unquote friends or associates you may have that you say, you know what, I had a rough week. I didn't sell much, didn't make much money this week. I'm struggling on the car payment. I can't pay this bill this week. Oh, really? Oh, okay, let me call you back. Girl, did you hear that such and such couldn't pay her bill? I mean, you just don't want that. And I think we're all worried. Yes. And I say an accountability partner also needs to be someone that you respect, because this person is going, you're giving this person permission to speak into your life. And so, again, you need to be careful about who you're allowing to speak into your life, because they're giving you advice. You know, they're sharing their insight with you. And so this has to be someone that is credible. They don't necessarily have to be in your field, but their advice needs to be credible. So be very mindful about choosing your support partners and developing that accountability system. And everyone is different. Some people are totally self-motivated where they can hold themselves accountable and they don't need anyone checking in on them. And there's other people that say, you know what, I need to have someone that's checking in on me weekly. I actually was just talking about this today with my sales manager because, you know, with us being self-employed, we still have trainers and sales area managers and so forth that are still very interested and have a vested interest in our success because it helps them. And we were talking about one agent that made a standing appointment with him to have weekly meetings and check-ins with him about his progress or lack thereof. Because his thing is, if I don't have you there to talk to every week, then I'm probably going to slack. I'm probably not going to do the things that I need to do to continue to build and create a successful agency. And so I need to have you there. So it's not so much that you're asking someone to babysit you. It's just someone there, like you said, to hold you accountable, to make sure that you're doing the things that you say you're going to do. And they don't tell you what to do. They're basically acting as a mirror for you to see yourself and to look at your business from a different perspective. That's really what they're there for. So accountability. For those of you that are just tuning in, thank you for tuning in to Mindshift Talk Radio with Stacey Emery and Juanita Sister Big Bones Warren. And this week we're talking about taking action. We're talking about you become educated, you become informed, and now we want to empower and encourage you to take action. And so we're talking about some things that can be done and some necessary pieces that you need to put into play in order for you to be able to be successful in taking action and manifesting your dreams and your goals and your desires. Another thing, so in addition to the accountability piece that I jotted down for myself, was about making the commitment. You talked earlier about not just talking about it, but being about it. And we sit there and talk a good game about, you know, we get in circles, for example, and we laugh at this in Atlanta. It seems like there's a networking event on every corner every day of the week. There's always someone networking about something. And it seems like people just take pride in going to these events and basically painting these pictures that are not necessarily true. They just want to pass out business cards and talk about all the great things that they're doing, but you don't see the fruit. You know, you see people that are talking about, yeah, I'm doing this for this nonprofit, and I'm working with this person. They're dropping names, and they're doing everything. They're saying everything that sounds good, but at the end of the day, there's nothing to show. There's no accomplishments there. And so that's because we talk about things that sound good. We talk about what we want to do, but we don't necessarily make the commitment to ourselves to follow through. And so we have to be able to make a commitment and say, you know what, I don't care what happens. I don't care how it looks. I'm going to move forward. Make the commitment, despite the fear, as we talked about before, despite your past experiences, despite the hurt, despite the uncertainty, you make the commitment and you follow through on the commitment. Another thing is developing a game plan. I think that's another huge one in addition to the accountability piece. But we've heard it so many times, it's cliche at this point, you know, develop a plan and work it. You know, make your game plan and work your plan. And there's another one, sis. What's the other one that's out there? I know there's another one that I've heard like that about. If you don't have a plan, I don't know.
Oh, people who fail to plan to fail.
There you go. So we've heard all these different adages and so forth. But there's so many of them, and they're all true. You know, develop the game plan. And you talked about this piece, that if you don't feel confident in your own ability to structure your day and to make a plan, maybe it's necessary to reach out to someone else that can do it. Now, in the early stages, you may not have the funds available to pay someone. And I know some of these individuals and companies can charge you an arm and a leg for business consulting. And just as a sidebar, I encourage you guys to make sure that you tune in next Monday night at 10 p.m. Eastern, because we're going to have a business coach here. She's very successful. She's been very successful in her own business as an entrepreneur. And she basically provides this service. And I was talking to her over lunch about this, and she considers her consulting business as her ministry. You know, she made the commitment And she made a promise that when she became successful, she was going to do everything she could to help other people become successful in their own businesses. And so she offers some amazing services. So for those of you that are listening and you're saying, whether it's for your business or, you know, another area, maybe your personal life is in shambles. We've all been there where there's just been havoc and chaos and you just need some order. Definitely encourage you to make sure that you tune in next Monday night. She's going to talk about how to get your life in order. But there are people there. There are resources that are available to help you. There are books and there's online resources that can help you. I mean, just starting off with a basic calendar, if you go to the dollar store and get a calendar and block out times on a calendar, we have to become experts at developing our plan and also managing our time. If you don't have a game plan for the week, for the month, and if you don't have time allotted to work this plan, life will take over. You know, everything will come out of the woodwork. Everything will come in to prevent you from doing what needs to be done. And then you'll look at the end of the week and be like, I didn't accomplish anything this week. So once you've made the commitment to move forward with whatever the plan is, whether it's a business, whether it's working towards a promotion, whether it's going back to school to pursue higher education, whatever it is that you decided you want to do, once you make that commitment, you go ahead and you're making the commitment to step out on faith. You're going to do what Sister Bigelow talked about, and you're going to develop that support system, and you're going to have that accountability system in place. And once you have that in place, you're going to work on the game plan, and you're going to decide what's best for you. Because what works best for one person doesn't necessarily work best for another. My day can look very different from your day, sis, and vice versa. And we both have a slew, a long list, laundry list of things that need to be done, but we have different priorities, and we have different things that are pulling us in different directions. So develop a plan that works best for you. That would be, I guess, my largest piece of advice, if I could offer anything, would be do what works for you. What do you think?
And make sure it's written down. Like, I got the whole develop plan, but write it down in a place that you can see it and keep it in front of you and keep it handy. For me, it may be writing on the mirror in Sharpie, which you can wipe off with alcohol. I assure you I've done this enough. You know, writing on a mirror or, like in my car, I have some fortune little cookie things, a little slip that come out the fortune cookie in my rearview mirror that I can always look at and kind of encourage me and remind me of something. So I have it handy, and I'm looking at whatever it is that's going on is keeping it in front of me, literally in front of me and on my mind, because if I just kind of, I call my little purse the black hole. That's just where stuff goes disappear, kind of like our refrigerator where food goes to die. But I'm just kind of keeping it there into the forefront and just always being mindful of it. And even if it's not writing it down, like you talked about dreams, for me, I do vision books. You know, so I cut out pictures of what I want something to look like, and I put it in this little vision book or dream book or on a vision board. So I'm constantly looking at it because I think what you see is what you get. You know, so if I'm able to see it, I'm able to get it. So I would say, you know, just making sure you got that plan, but writing it down and keeping it handy where you can refer to it
all the time. And then again, sharing that plan with your accountability partner.
Yeah.
Because at that point, they know what they're holding you accountable to. But, yeah, definitely. I know for me, it's to the point now where I'm almost terrified of not having everything lined out. I'm one of those people that are, I guess it's almost anal in a sense, but, excuse me, I need things in the form of a checklist. I don't feel like I've accomplished anything unless I can see it on paper and see lines crossed out and check marks. If I don't see check marks and lines crossed out, I'm like, what did I do today? And you know how easy it is to get caught up in busy work? You feel like you've been working from sun up to sundown, and you sit down at the end of the day, and you're like, really, what did I do? You know, so for me, I love having a checklist, and I'm to the point where I'm almost OCD about it because I have my schedule in my phone, on my phone calendar, and I have reminders set throughout the day about what I need to do. And then I have a calendar set in my email, in my Outlook, and that one dings throughout the day, telling me what I need to do. And then now I've decided that I need to have a paper, an actual organizer, one of those nice black organizers, and see it. Like you said, like sometimes you need something tangible that you can feel. And so we have all these soft copies. But I noticed that there's a difference when I have something in my hand that I can actually feel, when I can flip through pages and hear the paper. I feel like I'm doing something at that point.
But you said you want to do what works for you, but my word of caution to those OCD folks, such as yourself, is to be flexible. Life happens. And change happens, and shift happens, S-H-I-F-T, people, shift happens. So you just got to be flexible. You may have to adapt, adjust, and regroup and redirect. So it might not always go as planned. You may leave your little planner things and all your little pieces of paper at home, and your battery and your little phone or your computer might die or something. But just be flexible.
That's why I have the phone and the book and the email and Dropbox and all that great stuff. Just to make sure, as we get older,
Changed around, traffic happened because you didn't listen to the person that told you to leave earlier and you left later.
Oh, yeah. Really? Have we had a show about not living in the past? Let me write that down for April. Let's have a show about not living in the past. Okay.
Some of the most beautiful moments are behind you.
No, but you're right. Definitely you do have to be flexible. I mean, I'm flexible. Come on. I'm a salesperson. I work in the wonderful world of insurance sales. I have to be flexible, right? So I'm flexible, and I'm a mom. I'm very flexible. You might as well call me a soccer pro or something. I think I'm one of those world gymnasts at this point because I'm so flexible. I'm a yogi. Is that the word? Or a yogi? Yogi bear? What is it when you – okay, we'll come back to that. But yeah, I'm that flexible. It's getting late. I'm tired. I'm crazy. Okay, but definitely. So be flexible. And the other thing is, I think that we need to have a mind shift and a paradigm shift in terms of how we see quote unquote perceived failure. We need to embrace challenges. We need to learn how to welcome objections and trials. You know, it's one thing that we hear constantly in sales. We're always told to embrace the no's. And it sounds corny, but it's true. If you get to the point where you welcome some challenges and you expect to have some fumbles along the way, it makes it easier because, you know, like one thing we hear in sales all the time, every no gets you closer to the yes. And that's in any area of your life when you think about everything that you've tried. You know, you've run into some stumbling blocks, but it gets you that much closer to your blessing, right?
I think it's asking, what's the lesson? There is a lesson in everything. So what's the lesson? And sometimes the lesson is what not to do.
Yes, there you go.
The lesson is still a takeaway from it.
Definitely. So that's pretty much it, guys. We have a short show tonight. As I said, it was really for us to get back and just chat with you and let you guys know that we have missed you. But, again, it wouldn't be mind shift without some type of mind-shifting conversation. And it really just comes back from some of the things that we've had going on over the last few weeks. And we encourage you to make sure that you're tuning in every Monday night at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. We'll gradually share some of the things that have been going on. It's been some great learning experiences that have taken place. And also I encourage you to be here because we have some – amazing guests coming on. We have some great shows lined up for you guys for the next few months. So you want to make sure that you're connected to us. Connect with us on Facebook. Go ahead and check us out at Mindshift Talk Radio. And make sure you share this with all your friends and family members. Set the reminders and make sure you're here every Monday night at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific with Stacey Emery and Juanita Sister Big Bones Warren. As always, we wish you guys another phenomenal, amazing, blessed week, and we can't wait to see you in the chat room next week. You guys take care. Talk to you soon. Good night, sis.
God bless you. Good night, Stacy. Love you.
You too.
Mind Shift Radio.